From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with a developing story. A powerful 6.2 magnitude earthquake has hit central Italy early Wednesday. Media reports from witness accounts say dozens of buildings have collapsed close to the epicenter of the quake near the region of Umbria. The mayor of a neighboring town is reported as saying half of his village has gone. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest as we get more details. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under control of the Islamic State group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from the ISIS forces. Dorian Jones reports on increased tensions in the area.
Since Monday, Turkish artillery has been shelling Islamic State forces in the Syrian border town of Jarablus. Jarablus is a key supply route for IS, the last remaining town under its control on the Turkish border. Turkey has been massing tanks on the Syrian border to offer support ahead of a widely predicted offensive to capture Jarablus by the Turkish-backed Syrian Free Army forces. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
South Sudan's opposition leader Riek Machar is said to be getting medical treatment in Sudan. Sudan's information minister told VOA Tuesday that the opposition leader was brought to Sudan in serious condition, suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg. Machar went into hiding last month after fighting broke out in the capital of Juba between forces loyal to Machar and those backing his rival, South Sudan President Salva Kiir. This is VOA News. A suspected al-Qaeda leader held in Guantanamo Bay is making a case for his release. Abu Zubaydah had not been seen in public in more than a decade before Tuesday's hearing. The U.S. accused the Palestinian Zubaydah of being one of the most senior figures in al-Qaeda when he was captured in Pakistan in 2002, but has since dropped that claim. Zubaydah has never been charged with a crime. France and Germany are calling on the European Union to adopt common rules to limit messaging and encryptions or codes on social media in the battle against terrorism. Lisa Bryan has more on a meeting Tuesday of French and German interior ministers in Paris.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said France and Germany do not want to ban encrypted messaging, but rather to work with social media groups to limit its use by Islamist radicals. Speaking alongside his German counterpart, Cazeneuve said European intelligence services and magistrates should be able to identify coded messages used by extremists through applications like Telegram and WhatsApp and use them as evidence against perpetrators. The two countries want European Union member states to discuss common legislation at a meeting next month. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. authorities are investigating Russia's cyber attacks targeting information collected by journalists at the New York Times and other news organizations. U.S. authorities say the cyber attacks may be an attempt to gain an understanding of the current American political scene leading up to the November 8th presidential elections. Information collected by key journalists could provide links to their sources or offer hints about possible unpublished stories related to Russia. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has abandoned his call to deport 11 million illegal immigrants living in the United States. Instead, Trump says he will send convicted criminals to their home countries and handle other immigration residency disputes, much the way the country does now, but with greater urgency. Trump says he is not flip-flopping on the deportation issue and has not ended his vow to build a wall along the country's southern border. Officials say 2 days of fighting between the Al-Shabaab militant group and the regional forces in southwestern Somalia have left at least 15 people dead. Fighting took place outside Moragabi village in the Bakool region. Forces of the Bakool government and surrounding regions have recently stepped up military operations to open roads blocked by Al-Shabaab. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news and that developing story in Italy, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.